Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to Almost a Podcast, episode 165.
Hello, listeners, and today we have the long-awaited Powerlist review, which was obviously delayed from when we were going to record it, but I'll give you two
when
guesses.
When were we going to record it?
Well, when we planned to record it, like hot on the back of the other one, I'll give you two guesses of who delayed it and why they delayed it. And it like, there's two of us here and it wasn't me, but like, there we go.
But what you've got here is in the flesh. COVID-free.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently,
there's no restrictions anymore.
Well, after half term, yeah. Just get everybody spread in at half term. They say, just don't worry about it now, mate.
Just don't worry about
it. Don't bother washing your hands anymore.
No, I never did anyway.
There's apparently some study done, and already like 60% of men aren't washing their hands after going to the bathroom again. And
you go like, how do you do that study?
Well, they do it.
Yeah, but like
somebody hides in the bathroom and watches people not washing their hands. I guess. Like, and you go like. What is going on with the world? What is going on with the world? So, we're going to record a podcast in person.
Yep.
Which we haven't done for a while. Not the old crappy mic, using a proper mic. So
Should
sound all right.
It looks very suspicious, this mic. Go with it.
Suspicious. So, I need to... I'm on drugs, sir.
Okay, right.
For my bad back, which I don't feel my back anymore. I don't feel much.
Mm-hmm.
So this code, I mean...
Cocodable?
Yeah.
But what, 30 over 500 or 8 over 500? Yeah, so the stronger one.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you still go to the toilet? You constipated?
I certainly don't go very often.
And that's his most common side effect.
Well, that's not much of a side effect, really. I'll take that.
You take that. Well, then some people have to have laxatives on top of it.
Because it's like... It's like...
Check out me with my medical knowledge.
Yeah, it's good for you. Yeah, like... Prescribing doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the good bits of like MDMA or something.
Right. I mean, I never took MDMA. Well, so
it's bizarre that you can get drugs legally from your doctors that are better than street drugs.
Well, yeah.
In a lot of respects.
Yeah. I mean, like...
Just pretend you've got bad back forever and take these forever.
I mean, it's very... I mean, like, what defines, like, is in street drugs, for example, is very fun. Every drug is created for a medicinal kind of purpose anyway, and then it's accidentally found to also have these other effects for you. Yeah, so...
And they're clean as well. You're not getting, like, rat poison and fucking baking powder in there.
What I found, because I recently, like, got my prescribing licence, is that how many medicines we use in the UK which aren't actually legalised, as in, like, which they're unlicensed medicines, but we use them because, like, for example, that's down to, like, paracetamol is an unlicensed medicine. So we do, we understand what it does. We don't fully understand how it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
So, but you can use it. It's paracetamol. But it's still, elements of it are not understood.
Well, it's like acupuncture.
Yeah.
I know it works. I can't tell you how it fucking works, but I can tell you it does work.
That sounds like someone ramming needles into your back.
It does. Anyway, so what I mean, you can see how Hollywood superstars get addicted to this shit, codeine, once you get on it.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Good kid. You don't need to drink on it. You don't need to do anything. Right, so if I sound a bit Scooby, that's because I'm a bit Scooby.
So
we need to decide.
So some parameters of this competition, because there is a competition.
Is there?
Yeah, there is a lot of people who have submitted like...
What do they win?
What do they win? A prize.
Prize? What is it like?
like
the winner gets a night with Paul.
we said that we would rate the power rankings of the armies. Now, we are not doing Nippon and Cathay. Because we... why are we not doing that?
Because they're not even there, are they?
They're not formal yet. So there's 23. So if you
not
said...
Not doing dwarf engineers either.
Yeah, if you said in the competition Nippon and Cathay, you lucked out. That's at least one part of it you didn't get right. The person who gets the closest to what we argue our way to the finish will be the winner. So it's whatever's the closest. And the competition
What do you have to get? Bottom one and top three?
So top three and bottom. Yeah, correct.
I mean, the bottom is the most difficult one.
There are 23 armies that we're going to argue over who gets ranked where. All right. And we're like, stake our claims. And that's that, basically. And we'll agree to disagree most of the time and come up with a list.
I can see in front of me a Thunderhawk.
Yes.
How many? Are you still staying two?
I mean, that he was a bit of a steal on eBay because you can have, like, Thunderhawks are
you,
so cool.
You told me I needed two. I've got four.
Yeah, four. I mean, four's cool.
you can only take five, but
there is a cap. There is a cap, isn't there? Yeah. Because you could do somebody spammed them, and that was the issue why they had to cap them. Anyway,
so we're not talking about Epic, although we are playing a tournament soon.
Yes, we are.
I'm playing my first game in like 13 years since it's a tournament, so that'll be good fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like the blind. Apparently, Space Marines are dog poop.
You struggle to win. Yeah. I mean, like that list you sent me was. I mean, it's your game. Win or loss, your game will be done in 30 minutes.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
If you want to hang around,
you don't roll many dice, do you?
No, you won't.
it reminds me a bit of Blood Bowl. Each dice is like super important. You get like assay.
There's no rerolls. Yeah.
There's not many rerolls. Yeah. And there's not many. You don't attack with many weapons. So you might have like a really big gun, but only rolls like one or two dice.
Yeah.
And if they hit, it's like.
Yeah. It's a single d6 system. Yeah.
Blood Bowl.
Getting that hit is important.
Right, so how do we start? This is the hardest bit.
Well, okay, so I guess it's easier to start in the middle.
But
you want to start in the...
No, we'll go
from the worst then. So should we smash out the worst and then go
Well, that's the hardest bit, isn't it? The worst... The picking the...
Well, no, but we can change our list as we go along. We haven't finished the list until we agree on it at the end.
Because how do you start at the bottom?
What is your worst army?
Well, there's quite a few in contention.
Well, then you say some of the worst ones.
Right, so for me, goblins is pretty poor.
Yep.
Dogs of War, but they're apparently, they might be getting some buffs, those fuckers, soon.
Well, we have to take the army as it is right now.
Right, yeah, so yeah, Dogs of War, everybody complains the living shit out of Dogs of War.
Yeah, whatever.
They do. People say you can't win a game with them, but...
Yep.
They're probably something like Witch Hunters, probably. Although they've got they do have talent. It's just uncontrolled talent.
Yeah.
Without armor, running around talent.
They're crap too. Yeah, like right. You got any other?
No,
yeah,
that's probably.
You're gonna say those three.
Have you got anybody else you're gonna put in? We're probably all best right, to do in batches of fours.
Have a quick look around going down the list.
Batches of three and fours, and then we can. Otherwise, it will take forever.
Okay. I'd agree with you. And of those three, I would say goblins are the worst.
Goblins.
They just suck. They're terrible.
We keep like nibbling around trying to make them better, but somebody has to be the worst.
Yeah, and there's not. It's and it's right that it should be goblins. they're weedy and they're pathetic, and they have command seven. Like, come on, like. They have this
command
weird.
Seven,
they have a weird
ridiculous
defensive game.
See, I think they must have command eight. I think they must have eight.
It's not.
They must have eight. They must.
Look, I would double check.
The general must have eight because otherwise they'd be off on their own. They wouldn't even be a contest.
So you're telling? Sorry, their war boss is eight.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's bad enough that.
But then that's
eight.
The only eight.
Oh no!
And it's an army that's got trolls. That you're
probably
going
to get your free half-piece move maybe now. Yeah. if you're playing nice
they're still, they're, no, I'm so, I mean, for me...
And they can only play one way, so that's defensive. They can't play aggressive.
They go into a scenario that results in them not needing to stand still. they can't do it. I know your counterpoint. Well, Janna's won a tournament with them.
No, that doesn't count.
I don't care. Like, Janna's doesn't count. I would say goblins are the worst.
Goblins. I agree.
Right. Okay.
For leadership issues... And the fact that if you're not playing with the free half-paced move, they really are a handful. Can't do anything.
I mean, we'll assume that...
Well, I'm not assuming.
Well, I'm saying I would assume all optional rules are in play.
No.
Yeah. But they're still terrible.
No, yeah. You can't, because some armies have a lot of like light cavalry and stuff.
Out of Dogs of War and Witch Hunters,
sorry, man. I don't know what is going on. Mute.
Witch hunters. Oh.
Witch hunters are just all fanatics.
Yeah.
With no armor.
And that's really
Dogs of War should be good on paper, but aren't. But I'd probably rather play Dogs of War over Witch Hunters because I think the lack of control is really irritating.
Yeah, yeah, and against an opponent that understands the game and knows how to control that stuff you can't control, then you can make it really difficult for them. All right. Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, they're terrible, aren't they? It shouldn't even be an army, witch hunters.
Well, you know, we've gone down this, haven't we? I don't think they were an army.
Yeah.
And then there was a certain amount of adoption of, were they tournament
experimentalists? Witch hunters can get cannons. Yeah, while Dogs of War can get
Yeah, but you've got two guns. Of the worst armies in the game can get cannons. It doesn't help on its own, does
no,
it?
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, comparing the two. You know, like, as in, Witch Hunters have cannons, while Dogs of War have Galloper guns.
Galloper guns move further, I don't know.
Yeah, right. They're both It's not enough. It's not enough.
It's not enough.
And they can only have They've two units. No... You can have two units of knights at most.
Kadikides.
Yeah.
Well, one per thousand.
One per thousand.
Oh my god.
Witch Hunters are 22. Witch Hunters. Okay, that makes Dogs of War 21.
Yeah, I think they might make a run up the table this year.
They might do.
In 2020, like, I'm yeah, telling you.
It's interesting, like, at the moment, they're like, not as good as Empire. Yeah, like, yeah,
from what I've seen coming down the track, I think they might not finish. I mean, if we do another one of these in 2023,
yep.
They'll be the ones that move furthest up the field.
Okay, so...
Now it gets hard.
Okay.
Not really hard.
What is then also pretty bad? I'm going to weigh in that Skaven.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay, how about Ogre Kingdoms?
Ogres are pretty shit because they have some real...
Albion, they're rubbish too.
Do you reckon? Like,
yeah.
The Slingers are without a doubt the worst troops in the game. Why are they so bad? This is another... When you look at the game... As like a big helicopter view,
yeah,
and like the prime directive is everything should be standardized, and everything should have like similar entries. So you shouldn't be making entries. Or where did the slinger entry come from?
I don't know.
They're just horseshit. Why are they not just crossbowmen or archers, longbowmen, something? Why are they? why are they worse than skeleton archers?
I don't know. They're like they just there.
It's just like. Or whatever. So I yeah.
I'm gonna argue that Ogre Kingdoms should be 20th. Should be the next worst.
Oh my
because
god.
Because Ogre Kingdoms they're hampered by everything so expensive in their army. They end up having tiny armies, and they end up then getting defeated piecemeal.
Well, I think the biggest single issue is that the cheapest cavalry is 220 points, yeah. And it doesn't do anything.
And also
it kills something and then it dies.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't. It ends up going off on a tear by itself that you can then mitigate and deal with.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, so, Ogre Kingdoms 20?
Wow, that's a sad day for Ogre Kingdoms, isn't it? I can't really argue that there's Ogre anybody Kingdoms. Worse than them.
Ogre Kingdoms, okay. Number 19. I'm going to go Skaven or Skavener then, number 19.
Why are you so down on Skaven? Well, if you were doing the Sherwin Matthews everything counts in large amounts, then they are the cheapest army to build large amounts of because they get discounts.
No, there's just some easy counters to them, I think, and again they're limited of commands, means that you can't be flexible in what you do. Like, I love them. They're my favourite army, and I will be playing them.
Well, it's a good job you suggested making them better, isn't it?
Yeah, like, as in, well...
You're trying to make them worse.
Because
they don't need to be worse.
Yeah, it's like, there are elements of it that I think would... So the changes I've proposed...
No, you don't need to talk about
that. You can make them more themselves.
You make them worse.
Yeah.
But no one's going to vote to make Skaven.
They are terrible armies. Like, they're a race that is untold millions, and they reproduce massively, and they can't get it together long enough to go conquer everybody. Yeah, that's how bad they are.
Maybe they've got they never die rule. You kill them and they just come back on. They respawn.
Respawn. Okay, so if you're not... Okay, you're not saying...
The only thing that comes near to them is the Albion, but so they have to go next, I guess.
Do you want... Okay, so we'll try Skaven, and then 18 will be Albion.
I don't think Albion are that bad. They've got some good stuff. They've got chariots, they've got dogs.
Okay.
They've got fell beasts. I think you're already... This is the issue with the game. I think you're already getting towards Tier 2 now.
Yeah. We're bridging into it. Where would orcs rank in your list of stuff?
I think orcs can be pretty good if you make them hitty.
Yeah.
Especially
you could build a good orc list.
Especially with the free half-pace move. I think if you don't have the free half-pace move, obviously orcs suffer big time. So if we're saying they don't have the free half-paced move, maybe we're looking at Orcs next, or maybe we're looking at Beastmen.
Beastmen. Norse. Beastmen.
Norse. You might as well just call them Huskarls.
Yeah.
Norse. Huskarls plus friends.
Beastmen have never done that, like never seemed that threatening to me. Beastmen. I know they've got their ambushing stuff.
Yeah, but
they
used to have ambushing, they used to have free woods, they used to have everything. And
they need more. They never really... I've never seen a... like the ambush really matter a lot. Like it just puts some other units on that you kill then. You know, like, because like, oh, they turned up there, I'll kill them.
You know, maybe if they could ambush bigger stuff, better stuff.
Yeah, all right.
Ghouls so we'll
or
Ungouls.
So this is just us penning a list to then moan about.
Right, so what?
So Beastmen in 17. Norse. You did get up, you know.
Huskarls.
Huskarls.
Well, that's all it is, isn't it?
Are Norse better than Orcs and Goblins? Are Norse better than Chaos Dwarves?
I don't mind Chaos Dwarves.
You don't mind? Yeah, I think they're all right. Are Norse better... We've done Albion. Are Norse better than Araby?
Oh, Araby got some skills, haven't they?
Araby got some skills. All right.
They got elephants for a start. Mm-hmm. And knights and camels and magic carpets.
Okay.
So I think it's, if we could leave Norse there, I think.
So put Norse as 16?
Yeah.
16 is Norse.
And then we'll get to the top 10, that'll be much harder. Now, I think we're already getting to the stage where I think maybe demons should be in here.
Demons?
Yeah, like, what are they doing?
What are they doing? Probably winning. Like,
are they?
Hang on, I'm just looking to see what I've got to compare them to.
What else are you going to put if you don't put Kislev?
Kislev have a lot of cavalry. If you're playing very light and scenery,
five of cavalry.
Yeah, they can get a lot of cavalry.
Yeah, a lot. Well, lots of armies can get a lot of four of cavalry.
Okay, it's more comparing now to what is the worst.
Have we put Chaos Dwarves?
I'll rattle through. Okay, so.
So what have we put in?
At the moment, left, we have Empire, Tomb Kings, Chaos Orcs, High Elves, Dwarves, Lizardmen, Bretonian, Kislev, Dark Elves, Demons, Araby, Vampire Counts, Chaos Dwarves, Wood Elves.
I'm looking at Chaos Dwarves and Demons and Kislev, I think.
Chaos Dwarf, Demons and Kislev.
Have we got Orcs in? And Orcs
Orcs, gone. Orcs still haven't been. We haven't put
oh,
them
you're
yet.
Probably going to have to do it. I mean, this is long enough, isn't it?
Okay,
they're still leadership 8, for fuck's sake.
I mean, they are terrible leadership. Yeah, Orcs. Yeah. I mean, you can make a decent build, but you are leadership 8. And the game is command, and Orcs are terrible command.
I don't think we can hold them off anymore. In fact, if we're not playing with the optional rules, they're probably going to have to go back up.
Well...
isn't it? If you're not getting your half-paced move,
we can, like, you know, once we've got a list, we can argue about the list.
If you're not getting your half-paced move, they probably couldn't even be 15th, could they?
Well, this is where this gets. You know, I'm chairing the meeting.
You're chairing,
right?
As
okay.
President,
as president,
there.
Yeah.
Paul elected himself president of the bunker.
I didn't elect myself.
So how did you become? We got a local war games group, and we had an AGM, mm-hmm. and somebody was elected president in December.
Yes.
And they resigned.
Yes.
And now you're president.
Yes.
Without an election.
Because I was the only one of the committee who
was willing to do it.
Was willing to do it.
Okay. Well, there we go then.
So I won by default, which is the best way to win.
That's how Putin wins.
And now I will remove democracy as my first order of business.
First order of business is we're just going on a just having a walk around Ukraine, just checking out the border, checking the fencing.
Definitely no.
No, it won't be a war. You've got two sides to
a war. Oh, God. Okay. We're going off on one. Right, okay. So, what is going to be the next worst? Are we saying...
We've put orcs in, haven't we?
Yeah, orcs are there. So, like, the
so
right...
So then you're on Chaos Dwarfs and Demons.
Chaos Dwarfs, Demons, or Kislev.
Or Kislev. I think that's the next batch. I can't see further than...
I would put Demons over Chaos Dwarfs, because Demons have that... The demon hordes profile, like
it's a good profile.
Is a very good profile.
But the demon's ability to just teleport themselves off the field once they start taking casualties.
Yes.
That's no joke.
No.
Especially when your break's 8 and you can lose half of them yourself.
Yes, it's true. Okay, because we're now.
So I would say Demons, Kislev, and what was the other one? We've already done Orcs. Demons, Kislev, and Chaos Dwarves.
Chaos Dwarves, yeah.
Those are my next three.
Okay. What, in that order?
Well, whatever order.
I would say Demons are better than Chaos Dwarves, and I reckon Demons are better than Kislev.
Okay, personally. We'll do it in that order then. Well, so, Kislev or Chaos Dwarf next then?
Well, let's assume, let's say like Cavalry's always king.
Cavalry's always king.
Kislev
or Cavalry. So I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I've never played with Kislev.
Yeah.
Because I cannot be arsed dealing with the war wagon. I try and read the rules. I try and get motivated and go, this is madness. Why would I want to have to? How would I explain this to people? When they say, what does it do? And you go, here's the 13 pages of fucking rules for the war. It's supposed to be a simple game. It's just like a mobile cannon, isn't it?
Kind of. Like a pill.
What's that?
Bunker.
Like the rattling gun. What's the Empire equivalent? Like a Hellblaster kind of gun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That kind of level. Right, okay. Yeah, well,
yeah. Okay, so we start Chaos Dwarves as 14, Kislev as 13, Demons as 12. Right. All right.
Next three.
Okay. All right, what we got left is Empire, Tomb Kings, Chaos, High Elves, Dwarves, Lizardmen, Bretonnia, Dark Elves, Araby, Vampire Counts, Wood Elves.
I mean, these are all good now.
They're all good.
You're in the top half, aren't you?
Yeah, they're all killing.
Probably Empire's the weakest of these, because Empire don't do shit.
Empire's never won a tournament, have they?
They look like they've got everything they need on paper, but they don't. Their infantry aren't good enough.
Yeah. They've got heavy cavalry, they've got cannons.
They don't have flyers.
No, that's true. Okay, so Empire.
Not that they should have flyers. I'm not saying they should have them, but I think their infantry's lacking. And the game is a lot about infantry now.
All right, top 10.
We're on 10 now.
We're on 10.
Now okay. It gets really odd.
Tomb Kings, Chaos, High Elves, Dwarves, Lizardmen, Bretonnia, Dark Elves, Araby, Vampire Counts, Wood Elves.
Right, I'm looking at Araby and probably
Bretonnia?
Yeah, and probably Chaos or Tomb Kings, probably.
Okay. Chaos struggle in that they've got a high points. They can never have everything they want.
But they can have a low points if they want as well.
Yeah, they've got
everything, really, Chaos, apart from...
Tomb Kings have access to sort of best spell, so that increases their stock in my eyes. Bretonnia can struggle, even though they have a unique break style, but they can struggle in the fact they always have to charge.
Oh, that's a big problem,
yeah.
Isn't
it? I think there's a big problem. We're going to put Bretonnia next.
But Bretonnia definitely have won tournaments, and if you play in an environment without scenarios,
yeah,
Bretonnians can run rampant, yeah, especially without terrain.
Yeah. Okay. Araby next. So this human. Are we saying Araby's better than Empire?
Definitely better than Empire.
Araby's better than Bretonnia.
Yeah, because the fucking elephants will stamp those knights.
Because the elephants will stamp those knights.
You'd hope, wouldn't you?
All right.
Okay. So I think it's relatively close. So yeah. So what's we're gonna put Araby next? It's got to be Araby next, doesn't it?
Okay. All right, and then 8.
Now we're into. I think it's probably going to be.
Tomb Kings, Chaos. Dwarves, Lizardmen, Dark Elves, Vampire Counts, Wood Elves. It's Chaos and Tomb Kings. And I'm going to go...
I'd rather have Tomb Kings and Chaos, personally.
You'd rather have Tomb Kings and Chaos?
Yeah.
Because
you've got Raised Dead.
You'd rather play Tomb Kings. I'd rather pick. Yeah, yeah, okay. So
I think Chaos, although you can build like a horrible, like really high armour to Chaos, but you can still get killed by getting surrounded.
You definitely can. And their spells might not work. All right, okay, so... Chaos
and Tomb Kings have the Doom and Despair spell, so your Chaos Knights are doing jack, potentially.
Okay, yeah, so Chaos are in 8, Tomb Kings are in 7.
Yep.
So, number 6. Alright, we've got High Elves, Dwarves, Lizardmen, Dark Elves, Vampire Counts, Wood Elves.
Right, so I'm just going to pick out of those 6, which I would least like to play. Because I can't think of a better way to do it. It's Dwarves,
yeah. Just because...
They're boring as batshit.
Yeah, like
there is only one way to play dwarves.
Yeah, I mean they're command 10, which is lovely, but they are boring to play and play against most of the time.
Well, what can they do?
Stand in the corner. Yeah, like
on a hill.
On a hill. Yeah,
like, shoot everything.
Yeah, yeah, they're good at it, but like it's and they struggle if there's attack modifiers. There's a lot of terror in the opponent army. They can really suffer with that.
Yeah. And also, if you spread them out, because there just aren't very many of them, and they've got to protect their cannon.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. They can be All right,
I think six is probably a bit high for them, but they do have command 10.
Well, six for now.
Right. Is it like run around?
Yeah, run around.
No.
All right, so of top five, high elves, lizardmen, dark elves, vampire counts, wood elves.
I consider all these like top tier.
Yeah, they're all fantastic. I think vampire counts are better than lizardmen. I think.
Okay.
I think vampire counts are fantastic.
I think they are.
And I know you. Then okay. So I would put lizardmen in five. I think.
Okay. I think. I mean, you could argue either way. Lizardmen have got better. They've got better cavalry. They've got better. Obviously, they've got better flyers because I don't think they have any. Oh, they do have flyers, but they're the wrong side one. And they got better infantry.
If vampire counts play lizardmen, then they can match them for cavalry and they can.
Well, lizardmen cavalry is better, but they well, might
yeah,
have
but it's yeah. a little similar
And there's
stats,
no dogs it? For lizardmen.
Yeah, so, and I think that. And
you've got the two best spells.
Yeah.
Lizardmen have got a good spell, but it works differently.
Yeah.
And it costs you a wizard generally.
Yeah, so you can
so
be more.
I'd probably agree. So I put lizardmen.
Lizardmen. Okay, so we have four's
vampire counts.
Vampire counts.
It's just what it is. And then you've got the elves.
Right, so we come to it. The argument of our time. Like, all right.
Wood elves.
High elves, dark elves, wood elves.
Wood elves are the worst, I would have thought.
You think?
Because
they're unknown?
They've got a little bit less armor and they do have some more negatives around their command.
That's true. Yeah, they're not pure 10 all
no,
the time.
No, they're not pure 10.
Yeah, yeah. So wood elves. In three, all right. What's better, high elves or dark elves? I think it's dark elves.
I don't think it's dark elves, especially if you don't allow the scepter. Even if you allow the scepter, because it's too random, isn't it? You got if you do your blunder.
So okay, so you think high elves are better because dark elves have the kill your own character,
which is massive,
affecting you. So it affects your command. And when command and command is king.
So if you don't have the scepter, like I don't even think you should be allowed the scepter, but say you don't have it, say you're a madman like Paul.
Yeah,
you've got your manticore riding hero.
Yeah.
Who rolls 12.
Yeah.
And he's dead.
Because
you're not going to take you're not taking a point off your general.
Probably not.
So I think the Dark Elves, even though their troops are probably better, apart from the flyers.
Yeah.
The fact that the High Elves have command 10. And it's just command 10.
It's command 10.
There's no woodland spirits. Yeah. There's no, hurting yourself
on
blunders.
It's command 10, you know, elite cavalry, isn't it? It's command 10 armor 4 cavalry.
Yeah, and command 10 decent medium infantry.
Yeah, decent medium infantry. Command 10 chariots.
Command 10 reavers.
Yeah, command 10 reavers, which, you know, they can...
Command 10 eagles.
Command 10 flyers, yeah.
It just goes to show how dominant command 10 is.
But the game is about command.
Yeah,
like it.
But I don't know how you balance that. I don't know how you go forward and say,
right,
so next year it's not this.
So this is why it's going to be face to face.
You need to sit over that side, otherwise you're going to...
Because
the mic's like two directional.
So here's the list.
I can see it, yeah.
You can see. Right, so... Okay. Let's just go through this. Yeah, goblins are shit. They've got to be the worst. Like...
So let's have a look if anything should go down. I think orcs. Now...
Orcs,
if you're playing Vanilla Revolution, which I think you should always use as the benchmark for playtesting and ranking and stuff, no rules, I think they're way worse than 15th because the command is shit.
Right, okay.
And if you're not having your free half-pace move, you can really have a game where you do nothing.
So are Norse better than Orcs?
Oh, I think Orcs go right down without the free half-pace move. I think they could be like next to Goblins.
What? Like what
do you do if you can't order stuff and you don't get your free
moves? So you're saying orcs aren't worse than Skaven. Like orcs are better than Skaven.
Well, without the free half pace move.
I think so.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm.
I remember we used to play games with orcs without that free half pace move. And you literally did nothing.
orcs are better. I'm sure orcs are better than Ogre Kingdoms.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably not. Probably orcs are better than Ogre Kingdoms. But you reckon orcs better than Skaven?
So you think I think they need to go down if we're not using the special.
In your mind, are orcs better than Norse?
No, they've got huskars, haven't they?
Okay, so orcs better than beastmen.
Well, beastmen are a mess. Aren't they? But at least they've got leadership 9.
Yeah, are orcs better than Albion?
No.
No. Okay. Orcs better than Skaven?
Well, you don't think so.
I don't think so. So they're going to go there. Right, okay. So we'll drop them out and they'll put Orcs there.
So you have to type yourself Orcs
yeah,
are now...
Yeah, sorry, sorry, sorry. Yeah.
So to put a nice picture. Orcs are now 18th, is it?
Orcs are now 18th. Okay. It's just a running list.
Okay. And anybody else got a move?
Let's see on their positions.
What about Dogs of War?
I think Demons should be higher. I think Demons are better than Empire. And I think Demons are better than Bretonnia.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think you're on glue, mate.
No, I think they are.
I think you need to play with them a bit more.
I think they're better.
I think you're playing a different game system. Are Dogs of War worse than Ogre Kingdoms?
Dogs of War worse than Ogre Kingdoms? I think Ogre Kingdoms are worse.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, okay, let's swap them over. So
I still prefer Ogre Kingdoms against Witch Hunters, I think. Just about.
All right. Okay, so all right, we swap them around.
I can't say Demons.
Ogre Kingdoms come up. Ogre Kingdoms go up. Dark Kings go down. Oh yeah, I think Demons should be better than Empire and Bretonnian.
No way. No way.
How about?
No way.
You won't budge. You won't budge. Well, I am. I think they're better than that.
Well, we should have done separate lists.
Well, yeah, but this is the point of this argument.
I understand,
isn't it?
But like, I don't think you've ever played with them.
All right.
I think on paper they look like intimidating as shit. You go, oh, you got this. But once you lose a stand,
so in the comments when people moan that demons are where they are, that's you. All right.
I think Empire are probably higher than they should be overall. Because I just don't like them.
You just don't like them.
I have got them, and I do use them. It's not that I don't use them. I'm always underwhelmed with
always
Empire.
Underwhelmed.
Is it? Are they allowed a? Is the Griffin got to be on the leader, or can they have a hero Griffin?
Who?
The Empire. It's Bretonian.
Yeah, it can be on a hero. Yeah.
They got terror.
Bretonians have to have their general on it.
Why would I have a fighty general?
So are Empire better than Bretonians?
No. Bretonnia's got loads of toys.
Loads of toys, okay.
They got unicorns for everyone.
I'm surprised Araby are in ninth.
That's a surprise to me,
Araby.
If they didn't have elephants, they wouldn't be good. But they got access
to...
They do have elephants.
Like, they will always
And they got cavalry. I'm not sure they have much infantry to worry about. I think they just have the minimum infantry. And everything else is elephants, knights, magic carpets.
I think we're there, actually. Like, because this in my head, I thought over what was
I've got painted Araby army. I didn't even realize.
I mean, in my head, I thought over what was my top three and worst, and it is already there. So this was,
wasn't because you wanted Dark Elves number one.
I think. Well, no, but like, you could argue them either way.
You could,
but like, yeah. All right, okay. So right now, so we go Goblins, Witch Hunters, Ogre Kingdoms, Dogs of War, Skaven, Orcs, Albion. Beastmen, Norse, Chaos Dwarves, Kislev Demons, Empire Bretonnia, Araby, Chaos, Tomb Kings, Dwarves, Lizardmen, Vampire Counts, Wood Elves, Dark Elves, High Elves.
Right, and I'll give you predictions.
Yep.
I think this year,
yep,
the Beastmen will get better.
Yep.
The Chaos Dwarves will get better. The Demons will get better.
Yep.
And I think that might be it. I don't think there's anything else I'd be. But I'd be amazed if the, if the demons
and then and at some point Cafe and Nippon get added into this.
Oh, like, they could really change.
Yeah, like they add it into some... this. Like they make it a list of 25. Then, okay. So if you just pause it there.
So do you think anybody will get into the top three next year?
What as in
if you did it again in 2023.
No. Unless something went wrong with Wood Elves. If you want to handicap yourself and play an army that is truly terrible, then it's Goblins.
Or Witch Hunters, or
Ogre Kingdoms.
Oh, that's the other one. I'm pretty sure Dogs of War are going to get better.
So Dogs of War should go up, stock should go up. So if you want to handicap yourself, play Goblins, Witch Hunters, or Ogre Kingdoms. And if you want to be good at the game and win games and win tournaments, then if it ain't an elf, it ain't shit.
You can play vampires or lizardmen.
Yeah, they're not bad, but they're not elves,
are
they?
Or dwarves.
Like, look at, I mean, bloody, your modes for elves breaking systems.
I don't know what
the
you
three
do
elf
about
armies
it.
Are 1, 2, 3.
Well, yeah, but that was obviously
that was going obviously going to be there. Right, okay, bad. So we need to take a pause. I will look up the winner and we'll announce the winner.
Oh, excellent. All right, so while Paul's doing what he's doing, I'm just going to talk about... what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about some Blood Angels books I was reading. I read Dante. Which was all right. Do you know Dante?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just concentrating on this.
Gold lad, flying around, big axe. And then I made the mistake of the second book in that kind of Dante season audiobook was Devastation of Baal.
Yeah.
So, the fighting the Tyranids. Tyranids are like
the big evils.
Yeah. So high fleet Leviathan or whatever's coming in, slaughtering the living shit. So they got every successor chapter, every fucking blood angel from the history of blood angels all come back together for this one big fight to save Baal. Guess what happens?
They lose.
They get fucking vaporized nearly to a man, and then can you guess what happens?
I don't know.
The Primaris Marines turn.
Oh, of course, and save the day. Yeah.
Like the Wonder Pets. And I was just listening to this shit going, what? So now all the Marines are dead. All the Blood Angels and all the successors of the Blood Angels are all fucking dead.
Yeah.
Apart from Dante, who's now got to lead the Primaris. And Mephiston, who'd fucked off doing whatever he was doing in the war.
Yeah.
And it was like, but this is awful, man. I didn't want to hear about the Primaris Marines now. And now I've got to listen to a load of shit about Dante leading Primaris Marines. People who were like invested in 40k from the old world, they're not interested in these Primaris Marines, are they, really?
I mean, it is I've always thought when you look at I'm a fan of the old fluff, aren't I? And it's like, and the Primaris just go all over that. Yeah, like as in like just like these are better Marines than your Space Marines.
But they came from... Oh, yeah, it's just... I know they're trying to say, oh, maybe we could re-engineer you into a Primaris.
Yeah,
Dante's like, look, mate, I'm tired, just let me fucking die. I've had enough.
Yeah, it's
like... All my boys are dead. And now you want me to leave these fucking droogs? It was really frustrating. And I felt like I was conned at the end. But I should have seen it coming, really. It was around 2020, so it was around the launch of Primaris, I guess. Mm-hmm.
I just like my assault, devastator, and tactical squads.
I like that, as in
that's what Space Marines are. They're assault, devastator, and tactical squads.
Assault squads. You got those flyers.
That's how the Marines are like organized into, and it's like these, they've taken with the Primaris, they take away all the uniqueness of the chapters personally, because they're just like Primaris painted a different color.
Are they not going into chapters then? Are they not going to go into codexes?
Well, they are. It's just that they...
So if you were playing Space Marines now, do you play Primaris?
Or do you play a mix of Primaris? At the moment, you have the soup of, what do they call them, Firstborn and Primaris Marines. Yeah. So you've got like twice the choice any other army has. Which is good for you, isn't it? Like, you know, but it doesn't... But they've, doesn't do it, it for me.
It looks... Your noisy laptop you got there, sir.
Yeah, so,
I know, it'll sound lovely on the podcast.
Yeah.
But they've done the same thing with Age of Sigmar, with the Stormcast. They're exactly the same kind of fucking models. They're just the same big-ass fucking Space Marines, just with a different weapon. So these guys fly, these guys shoot repeater bolt guns, yeah. These guys shoot repeater crossbows. It's all pish, mate.
It's the problem with Facebook is finding everything again.
Well, that's why I don't use it.
It was like too long ago that that post was put up. You know, like that everyone.
Could you not search for your post?
Well, but it doesn't. It's not come up. That's why. That's what I'm trying. It's why I've told you to pause the.
Well, I'm just going to talk while you're doing.
Pause the recording.
Because you might never find it. I've given up in the past. I've said this is just fucking. It's never going to happen. I'll be looking forever. Yeah. So
I'm trying.
GW's share price has taken an absolute pounding. I don't know what that's to do with. Like a massive pounding in the last 3 months.
Oh, where they're putting their cost of prices up as well.
I heard that yesterday. I mean, it's not like they're expensive anyway.
If any company could swallow, okay, we'll cut into our shares a bit, our profit and margins a bit, it would be But never mind. You know what's inevitable is that they will rise their prices.
It's called price inelasticity. I think is the right word. Okay. So basically, there are certain things in life that people just don't worry about the price of.
Yeah.
They worry. It doesn't fucking matter. Charge me 10 or charge me 100. Yeah. I'll pay it anyway.
Yeah. It's a luxury item, so people will spend luxury prices.
Like champagne or whatever. Yeah. If you want to drink champagne, you've got to pay for champagne.
You're going to pay for champagne, aren't you?
You're not going to get Cava or or Prosecco. And then in the same way, if you want a Forge World Titan, you're going to pay for a Forge World Titan. It doesn't matter. It's $2,000. If where else are you going to get it from?
Oh, here we go. Found it.
He's found it. He's only gone and done it.
Okay.
Now you're going to see there's about 15 people with the same answer.
That's all comments. Right. No. Okay. So.
No.
All right. So we are looking for... So you have to get... All four things right, he gets the top winner, and then it's the closest. Okay.
So is it first one in, or are you going to have to do a raffle now?
Well, I'll find out. If more than one person said the right thing, then it's a raffle.
Yes, it's not going to be that hard to get this right.
Chaos Orcs, no.
Chaos Orcs,
Damon Jones, wrong. Tom Morrison.
No, come on, who said Chaos Orcs and what?
I'd written here, what is your first, second, third, and last army? So assuming they kept
the same form. One they collected, not the fucking strongest one.
They said
one.
Chaos Orcs Empire, Tomb Kings, dead wrong.
Tomb Kings last!
Tom Morrison, Albion, Dark Elves, Araby, Ogre Kingdoms. Not bad, but not Albion.
I think they thought with armies they collected rather
no,
than...
No, this is like... So I
Albion are the best army in the
first,
game.
First, second, third, last armies. Right.
Okay.
Chris Mays, Vampire Counts, Dark Elves, High Elves, Beastmen.
We'll start a million miles
off. Got two right in the wrong order. Right, okay.
It's like Mastermind. Two correct in the wrong position.
Here we go. Martin Garbino. I'd call my top three High Elves, Dark Elves, Vampire Counts. He didn't put a last. Oh. So he's got two. So Martin has
got... You've
got
to get it right.
But that's the closest so far, isn't it? Two out of
so
four.
Far.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
Byron Laurie, High Elves, Bretonians, Dwarves, Last Goblins. He got two right. So Byron got two right. Two out of four.
I like your burgers.
Yeah. Ben Yeoman said goblins were the best army.
Yeah, well, of course.
Like Empire Chaos Ogres. Who are you? Rid said High Elves, Dark Elves, Vampire Counts, although the Mighty Beemans should be first. Goat life. Okay, Rid got two right. Rid got two out of four.
What are you giving them anyway?
There's a prize for this.
What is the prize?
Oh my god. Some $20 from this McDougal Designs.
McDougal, good, good for them.
Alice Palakav got High Elves, Dark Elves, Vampire Counts. Okay,
maybe
two out of
better.
Four.
Maybe.
Martin Norse Lizardman, Dark Elves, Norse. No.
He likes
Last Ogre Kingdoms. A lot of people say Ogre Kingdoms are shit. Right. Salvatore got Dark Elf, Vampire Counts. Just put two answers in. That's not, Right. Justin got High Elf, Dark Elf, Araby, lastly, Ogre Kingdoms. But Justin got two right.
So,
Justin C. Salvador, Ogre, Bretonnia, Ogre Kingdoms, Dwarves. So he said Ogre Kingdoms was second. When other people
you're entitled to your opinion.
So
other opinions are available.
Marcus, High Elf, Araby, Dark Elf, Last Ogres, close, but you got Dark Elf in the wrong position. Simon Nippon, where he struggled there but got caught out. Vampire Counts, High Elves, Last Ogres. See, Ogres again. Right, Dan Grimsby, High Elves, Dark Elves, Lizardmen, Last Beefman. Dan got two right out of four. Ian got first
E&S.
Janners, second Janners, and after 4 points, third Janners. After all. So that's not really like.
He's not a race.
Otherwise,
I'd clone him.
So, okay, Taylor got High Elves, Dark Elves, Vampire Counts, Ogre Kingdoms. See, if he said Ogre Kingdoms, we'd have had winners here. So he
I'd
got
rather play
two
Ogres
out
than Goblins, but.
All right. Anna Lizardman, Dark Elves, Araby. Chase, Dark Elves, Bretonians, Tomb Kings. Phil, Chaos, Orcs, Grimcore. Demons, Witch Hunters. Paul West, High Elves, Empire. Skaven in third.
Oh, easy, Tiger.
Last Dwarves.
Dwarves?
It's like, right. Matthew Arnold, Dark Elves, High Elves, Tomb Kings, Last Ogres. See, people think ogres are shit. Right.
I made them.
Yeah. Alan, Dark Elves, Tomb Kings, Chaos. Ian Noble, Dark Elves, Wood Elves, High Elves. Oh, that's close, but he's in the wrong order.
Well, he's got three.
It's matching them correctly, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. So I can't. Philip Prusso, Empire, Bretonians, Orcs, Last Demons. Alex Lindbom, High Elves,
Last Demons,
Wood Elves. Yeah.
Last Demons, good.
Again, he got 2-1 there, but in the wrong way. Skaven Bottom, I do agree. Oh, Goblin Skaven. Ah, hang on. So this guy, Alex. Oh no, he's given two answers. You can't have two answers, can you?
I don't know.
That's breaking the rules. Yeah, two answers of the same thing. High Elves, Empire, Orcs. Oh, Empire? No, okay. Matu, vampire counts, Nippon Skaven, David, Adir, high elves, dwarves, Bretonians, Lucas, high elves, dark elves, Lizardmen, dark horse, dwarves. No, so we got two right. So Lucas got 2 out of 4. Last Skaven, fair enough. Andrew, high elves, wood elves. High elves, wood elves, dark elves. Last goblins.
In the wrong order, though.
Oh, he's actually the closest, I think, isn't he? Because
well, he got two
right, high elves and goblins, but he's got all the right categories.
So in Mastermind, he had four.
Yeah, four answers.
Right answers, but two in the right.
Two position. In the right place.
So that's pretty good.
So I think he's going to be the winner then.
Well, unless you've got somebody else.
Pierre Gellerstair, dark elves, high elves, wood elves. Again, all the right. Okay, so
he got goblins
right,
at the end.
Yeah, now that is.
What's his name? Pierre.
So this guy, Andrew. Okay, so our grand winner, and that is going to win $20 of McDougal Designs. So I'll PM the
he
guy.
Sounds like a Scottish fella. He's sure it's dollars.
Listen, whatever. Yeah, $20 is American.
Okay.
Like, shut up. It's
pounds.
A promotion.
$20
right?
pounds.
Like, so McDougal Designs, are doing 3D printing based out of America. And they like got in contact. We wanted to do some sponsorship, and this is the competition, and we are closest. Saying all the right, getting 2 out of 4 correct, but getting the rest of them in of his four nominations were all correct, but in
he
the
did
wrong
pretty
order.
Well,
did
well.
Pretty well. Is Andrew Wodoslawski. Wodoslawski.
He's going to be a Central European brother.
Yeah, Andrew Wodoslawski, who is saying first high elves, correct, second wood elves, third dark elves, in the wrong order, and then last goblins, which is correct. So well done. You've won, Andrew.
Andrew.
I will send you a PM in a sec.
Andrew, sir. Well done. Right, okay. So thank you, McDougal Promotions.
Yes.
Or McDougal Enterprises.
McDougal Designs.
Designs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For dealing with Paul and sorting that out.
Yeah, it's just cool. Just a bit of fun.
That's good. That's good.
It's a bit of fun. And we'll, I suppose we'll do this here. All the votes are done on the Warmaster Rules Committee for 2023.
Oh, we can't talk about that.
No, but the same, but that is upcoming, isn't it?
Yeah. It's coming, yeah. We've got Mr. Chris in to deal with that one.
Yeah.
He's going to come in.
Yeah.
The man on the spot.
Yeah, and there'll be lots to say about that.
So it's good. People love hearing from Chris.
Yeah, they do.
So he'll be, I guess it'll be in, what month are we in? February.
February.
It'll be in this month at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be a remote one.
And we'll probably record something on the drive down to this Epic tournament. Yeah, because we'll have nothing else to do in the car.
Well, it depends who's driving.
Well, I can drive if you want. Yeah, it's an easy drive.
We've got two others with us.
Oh, who's this other? Who's the other? Who's the fourth?
So we've got Gary and George.
George.
I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, we can sort that out. But we've got the opportunity to record something. So,
We're going
to
play an epic tournament.
Yeah, epic Armageddon tournament. Which is a normal 3,000 points. I've gone for Steel Legion Imperial Guard, which is Legion. What are you going for, Barry? It's just Space Marines.
Oh, it was Blood Angels, and they will look like Blood Angels.
There's nothing. They're generic codex.
You've got to take an assault company.
Yeah.
Death company.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, how good could this death company be?
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll charge my death company into some Terminators.
Yeah.
Charging. So I'm charging against these Terminators.
Yeah.
I mean.
And you got beat up.
I lost.
Yeah.
You're completely destroyed. And you're going, hang on a minute. Yeah. We're the same points.
Yeah.
And Terminators got like armor up the wazoo.
Reinforced armour, yeah.
And they've got weaponry they can actually shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Assault cannons against tanks and everything. So why would I take Death Company when
they lose on the charge
against Terminators?
The Codex, like, Space Marines can be any of them.
Yeah, they're called Revelators. They're red.
Yeah, whatever. No, you can call them Blood Angels.
They're not Blood Angels.
Yeah, but you can just, whatever you like.
They're all dead now.
You're right, okay.
They're all dead.
Well, the first pawns were.
But my list is shit, unfortunately. Because you've got to learn by turning up and getting rinsed three times.
I mean, I will be lucky to win again. I've never won.
You've been at like four tournaments.
Yeah, I've never won a game, so I'll be lucky to win. And I've got some now. I've finished the Lannister list over there for Sunday. That's what I've got to do next, is put together the bits of guard that I'm going to take. Yeah, it won't take long. It's grey.
And we're going to Daventry.
Yes,
apparently
at the same place is a Warmaster
Ancients
tournament.
That I didn't know about.
No, because you're not on social media.
So how did Jim know about it?
Because he gets told of these things by people who are on social media.
So what's my social media feed?
It's an interesting choice. Like, what would I have? Like, I'd signed up to the Epic thing before the Ancients existed. Like, it was concepted.
Right.
Like, in terms of like which event was I? And it is. yeah, I'm glad so I'll honour what I'd already booked. But it's going to be, you'll be, Janet and Jim will be there, like, you know, okay, playing entrance.
Good for them to always say hello.
Yeah.
Apparently the food in Daventry shit.
No, so. There's nothing to eat in the venue, and there's nothing obvious close by. Like,
so we're probably coming home for dinner.
Oh, well, I mean, I think if I'm doing the driving off, I'll look at some place to stop on the way back.
Okay. Yeah. Right then. So next is the, I think it's, the votes close on the 18th, so it'll be after that you'll hear the update.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. So, with Chris and Paul, if he wants to talk about his proposals, you'll be able to talk about.
Yeah, I will. I will talk about my proposals.
Yeah, you should.
I will do. Like, very successful they were too. Thank you.
Right. So until next time, you can get Paul on Facebook. You can email the show at warmaster.podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Thanks for next time.
Would you like to know more?